The amount of offerings a cloud provider can service you with these days is really growing at a large rate. Cloud providers used to be thought of as really hosting for you on the cloud and providing you with scale from a hosting standpoint. But really, the trend has been more around the software tools and services that they provide.
That was the voice of Steve O'Quinn, Vice President of Technology at OrthoFi, and he's explaining how cloud-based platforms are paving the way for more healthcare innovation. You're listening to How I Transform This, presented by Versus 12. Versus 12 is the award-winning Salesforce Gold consulting partner focused on healthcare innovation nationwide. In this episode, Steve shares how OrthoFi is leveraging technology to manage the end-to-end finances of orthodontic practices, making it easier for patients to pay for their services while allowing the providers to focus on delivering quality care. He also shares how OrthoFi and its clients are staying engaged with patients during the office closures of COVID-19.
They're reaching out to their patients through phone calls or emails and reinforcing that they're excited to still meet and work with them, and explain how the practice is responding during this time of isolation.
I'm your host, Clark Buckner, and along with Versus 12 founder and CEO Tammy Hawes, each episode we're seeking out healthcare technology industry leaders, exploring stories of success through the transformation of healthcare. For more stories like this, visit versus12.com/podcast. Now let's jump in.
Hello, my name is Steve O'Quinn. I'm from OrthoFi, where I am the Vice President of Technology.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us on How I Transform This. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, Steve. We're excited to hear all about OrthoFi and you and your journey and some of the transformational things that you guys are doing right now.
Great. I'm honored to be here, and it's great to be able to chat with some other healthcare transformational leaders in the space.
So one of the formats that we like using for this show as we get to know our guests is really just here a quick snapshot of what we call just past, present, future. And really, this gives us a chance to hear how you got into healthcare technology and really how you ended up in your role today at OrthoFi. So if you could rewind it back really quick, what's your background? I know you do a lot with health tech, directly being an engineer, a true tech specialist. So what, you know, where did it all start for you?
Yeah, sure. I have over 17 years in the technology industry. The majority of that time has been spent in healthcare technology, and I sort of stumbled into it. I was actually a mathematics major, and I wasn't really sure where to go with that. And at the time, one of my professors nudged me into a software-focused direction, and I went ahead down that path, and I never looked back. So led me into a software engineer, where I started off as an individual contributor. And then within that space, I got into leadership, and my last 9 years have been spent in more senior technology leadership roles.
OrthoFi is a relatively new company. You started there about 18 months ago. So tell us about the company and your mission.
Yeah, sounds great. OrthoFi is a Denver-based, I would call it more of an established startup. So we're kind of growing past that startup phase, and we consider ourselves more of a scale-up now. And we're focused on building software and service solutions to stimulate the growth and streamline financial processes for orthodontics practices. So it's approximately 7 years in existence, so it's still relatively young, and it's growing fast. So 7 years ago, you really had an idea that originated because there were orthodontists touring the U.S. and describing how they can reduce treatment time for braces from approximately 28 months to approximately 12 months. And every time they got done speaking to an audience, their colleagues would come up to them and say, well, hey, that's great, but how are you going to get people to pay for that? Because paying $6,000 over the course of 2 to 3 years is a lot more affordable for a patient than paying over the course of a year. So really about 7 years ago, that's when the idea started that when they started off, they thought they were going to be a third-party financing solution. and founded by Dave Turnin, along with some colleagues and partners in the orthodontic industry, Jamie Reynolds and Jeff Kozlowski. They were in startup mode and quickly pivoted towards the current day mission, which is how do we get more patients to say yes to quality orthodontics treatment? So in true startup sense, they really transitioned from less of a, hey, we're going to do third-party financing to where they're currently at, which is a software solution that sits in between the patients and the providers and allows for a patient to really configure a solution for a payment plan that meets their financial needs.
So it's definitely all technology, almost healthcare financing.
I feel like this industry you're in over these past couple of years, it's growing so quickly. And I feel like there's so many consumer-facing brands out now that's helping people. I mean, you know, you're helping ultimately in the business of creating smiles. And that's something I think everyone can relate to. How have you seen this whole landscape change and how has that created opportunity for your company?
Really, while getting into launching our product out into the market and spending time with the practices, what the team learned is that the practices were really struggling with the end-to-end management of financial processes within the practice in general, and that's including insurance. So Orthofy began offering an RCM solution in addition to being a flexible finance software solution. So ultimately, the company graduated from this flexible payment plan software offering, which is more of a CRM type of solution, and turned into a CRM plus an RCM solution, where we're now helping to manage the end-to-end journey of a patient's finances, along with the practices, allowing them to focus on their quality care.
So Steve, I know that that is all technology, and you are using some open source software and different platforms that you're providing to actually make this happen. And I found it very fascinating in how you're going to market. So give us some details about that.
Yeah, for sure. You ultimately have a product that we're trying to manage the end-to-end journey of a patient in their process to get orthodontic treatment. So when they're visiting with a practice, a lot of the times the practice needs certain information up front, and we offer a CRM type of solution where a patient can go out and fill out their information, their personal information, and that includes their health insurance information. And a lot of the times a patient doesn't necessarily know what their health insurance covers. So part of our solution, we're offering a service where we're trying to discover what health insurance that patient is eligible for and really do the cost calculation so they know financially how much they can expect through health insurance benefits. And as part of that, our solution is trying to automate as much of that as possible. And that's really where we kind of get into a differentiating technology component where we're trying to leverage machine learning and other technology solutions behind the scene to really work with the Change Healthcare and try to automate the check so that we can minimize our operational time, but still having people on the back end that if we cannot pick up a machine match, that we have people that can really step in and do that check on their behalf. So that's really the first step in our software process, is around filling out the forms and really trying to get that whole component done before the patient steps into the practice office.
And I think that is something, you know, around eligibility that has happened probably faster in the hospital systems with healthcare, although some people would debate that. And this is relatively new in the dental space. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we kind of stumbled into revenue cycle management, where the company was originally offering our slider. So think of our slider as a configuration tool where a patient can ultimately choose their financial plan on how they're looking to pay for the treatment and care. And really, when we got into this space, we started learning that the revenue cycle management journey was a difficult one for the practices. And ultimately, if we can take that off of their plate, it allows them to focus on quality care for their patients. So that's really how we kind of got into that space.
And your technology is all cloud-based, correct?
That's correct. We're leveraging Amazon as a cloud provider. And I know that you do a wonderful job of pushing Salesforce and that cloud-based platform. And the reason I'm a big component for cloud-based platforms and services is just really the innovation that they could provide as a technology offering. So by leveraging a lot of the software services, it allows our software development team to really focus on building features and functions that help differentiate our product, and leveraging cloud platforms for services that we don't necessarily have to build or reinvent the wheel for.
So on this show, we often hear guests share that within healthcare, it can be pretty slow to be innovative. But here on How I Transform This, we love to hear examples within healthcare of how we are seeing transformation and how we are seeing innovation created. So with this industry you're in, it seems like within orthodontics, we're seeing so much movement in the industry, and we're seeing so many different ads and consumer-facing brands now. So what kind of changes are you seeing within orthodontics?
Yeah, it's a great question. Healthcare, as you mentioned, it does have a reputation for being a little bit behind the technology curve, but the technology in the space has improved so much. An example of a technology that we're using is Textract that comes from Amazon Web Services. And if you think about many of our services within our product require getting information about insurance data from carriers, practice offices, patients. As you can imagine, not every means of input comes through electronic data. So we do have other forms and other paper that's not electronic. So Textract is an example of a solution where you can translate PDF-like text files into electronic data that can be then extracted for software use. So it's really innovation driven through technology made available within the industry that we can now take data that without a solution had to be manually entered, which is both labor intensive as well as potentially error prone. And now having a means to kind of skip that step in the workflow and take that extract and pull the data and put the data where it needs to go so that it can move on to its next step in the journey.
That seems like such a simple thing, but it's amazing how many systems don't have that capability. I think Clark has heard me say this before. One of my pet peeves is going into a physician's office and filling out the same form over and over and over again on paper that someone takes and types in.
It is not a great customer experience to have to be able to re-enter all of your information time upon time. So as the technology changes, it really is about getting that data from the user as simple as possible, making a seamless experience for them, and ensuring that we have that data consistent and available for use in our downstream processes that'll help not only our software, but our patient at the end of the day as well.
Awesome. So with orthodontics as an industry that's changing so quickly and seeing how you're enabling smiles, right? And you're enabling all these folks to do what they do best. And our world is changing a lot right now. And at the moment we're recording this, you know, we're in the midst of the global pandemic, and it doesn't look like we're going to be changing anytime soon. Everyone's doing the best they can, but we're going to stay hunkered down, and that's making a big impact on the world around us. So how has your company been approaching this, and has it, you know, we're trying to be as optimistic as we can, but through some of these challenges, have you found opportunities to be innovative and to try to come out of this stronger?
Yeah, great question. I think you can safely say that COVID has impacted every person in some fashion or another. And orthodontics is no different from that. So right now, many of the orthodontics practices are currently shut down due to the shelter-in-place restriction period. So given the nature of it being an elective procedure, along with concerns of ensuring hospitals have appropriate supplies, et cetera, it makes it really hard to function as a business when your doors are shut. So right now, OrthoFi is partnering with our orthodontic practices in forms of hosting webinars that are focused in the spirit of staying connected and not shutting down communication right now during this time. So they're reaching out to their patients through phone calls or emails and reinforcing that they're excited to still meet and work with them and explain how the practice is responding during this time of isolation. And a big part of the shift has really been shifting to virtual consultations. So they put together workflows, these being the practices and OrthoFi as a partner, that really make sure that they're using this time as productively as possible so that when the offices do open, hopefully they can ramp up and resume business as usual practices as quickly as possible. Also leveraging a lot of social media to stay connected and make sure that they're reaching out and they're being heard from their patients during this time. And from a software and technology standpoint, we've actually adjusted our work cycle. So we typically go through a quarterly planning process, and we've adjusted to a 6-week planning process to really feel like we can be agile and adaptable and respond to our practice's biggest needs at this time. And a lot of what we're focusing that time on is we're trying to think through our onboarding process and our usability from a product standpoint to ensure that we're enabling success remote engagement as much as possible, whether that be downloading documents, more appropriate text messaging, chat messaging. We were already doing much of this, but it does give you a different lens knowing that a patient can't physically be at an office right now.
I think that is, you know, the key word is the flexibility and the realignment of the company with what's going on right now. So we're experiencing the same things. And as far as the outreach to the patients go, I believe that most people want that human interaction now. So there may be an opportunity to actually do a better job through these calls out to the patients now than ever before. So that's really good to hear.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. In some cases, you might find that a patient might have more time right now to actually sit down and go through treatment details and understand a little bit in more depth than, you know, their busy normally lives would have allowed them to do.
Well said. And as we're starting to wrap up here, this has been really enlightening. I've really enjoyed this conversation. So it's been awesome hearing a little about your story, Steve, and also what you're working on today. One of the things that we like to talk about here on the show is we love to hear kind of thoughts about the future and ways that maybe you see the industry changing, maybe how we can see healthcare becoming more innovative. And, you know, we love hearing how examples are shaping up to be to drive that transformation in healthcare. Any other thoughts that you want to kind of start wrapping up with on how the future looks from your vantage point?
I think that as I look forward, what I'm seeing as a trend in the technology industry is the amount of offerings a cloud provider can service you with these days is really growing at a large rate. Cloud providers used to be thought of as really hosting for you on the cloud and providing you with scale from a hosting standpoint. But really the trend has been more around the software tools and services that they provide. And by providing those software and services and tools, by leveraging them, your company is being able to be more efficient in building what they need to build to support their client needs. There's certain things that used to have to be in code that now you're leveraging more software services, and it's one less thing that you have to build. It makes it that much quicker for you to get time to market and do so with a scalable quality partner.
Love it.
So Steve, tell us about the company growth. I know it has scaled significantly and you've done a tremendous amount of work supporting the business with technology since you've been on board. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the company's gone through tremendous growth. About 7 years ago, it really was about a 5-person company that was really an idea and a vision and people working a lot of nights and weekends. And here we are 7 years later, and the company has certainly grown well beyond that. The company has serviced over 400,000 patients, and that's over $2 billion of production that has been collected by the product, with continued plans for additional growth. 30 to 40% year over year targets is what we're hoping for.
Well, keep up the good work.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we really appreciate you jumping on here to share just what's happening right now with the company, how you're driving that innovation with orthodontics. And it's really always refreshing to hear how healthcare companies, no matter what they look like, how they are driving transformation and creating a better future. So what's a good way to learn more about your team and follow along the journey?
Thanks, Clark and Tammy. It's been great meeting with you guys as well, and always honored and enjoy a chat with some fellow healthcare transformational leaders. To learn more about Orthofy, you can go on to orthofy.com and learn a little bit more about the company and how to engage with us.
Excellent.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to How I Transform This, Success Stories of Transformation in Healthcare, presented by Versus 12. To learn more about how Versus 12 is best situated to transform the healthcare industry, and to follow along with this show, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. We'll see you next time.